The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Soccer Matters.
Quick shot, score! The U.S. with Dempsey!
Turn it up! Fabregas, who looks for Iniesta, who's onside! Spain score!
Entonces el centro, remate de gol!
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
The penalty here, you come to Dynamo once again, and it falls right to the foot of Ponce, who pounces on it and puts it home. And the Houston Dynamo, away from home, have taken an early lead over the Galaxy.
Welcome back. Ezequiel Ponce picking up his second of the year. The Dynamo in a 1-1 draw at L.A. They'll be back in action against the Colorado Rapids this Saturday. And the Dynamo and Rapids will be battling it out here. The Dynamo looking for another 3 points here at home. Still only one win on the year, and we'll look to change that around here. Before we get into our next segment here, a quick word here for Nico. Nico's Greek and American Cafe. Okay, they've got locations in Montrose, Memorial Spring Branch, The Woodlands. You can order online if you go to Nico Nico's. But dining in is cool. I love the Montrose location. They've got the curbside pickup and the menu. Look, I mean, you're talking about lamb shanks. You're talking about gyros, souvlakis, the best in Greek food, some incredible soups, some lentil soups, some chicken soups as well. The Montrose location is the one I like, 2520 Montrose. But they do have the three locations, and you can call them at 713-528-GYRO. And, of course, that is Dimitri, Nico Nico's Greek and American Cafe. And we certainly appreciate all their great food over all the years that we've gotten there. And again, a reminder, every second Tuesday of every month, it's Senate Avenue Brewery and Senate Avenue Brewing. It's small batch brewery kitchen. It's open 7 days of the week. Got some amazing beers up there, award-winning beers. It's all brewed in-house. It's small batch. You're going to love it. And this is where we do our live shows. Again, it's Senate Avenue Brewery, burgers, wings, pizzas, award-winning beer. I've had the copper ale, which I like a lot. It's a tap room. I mean, you'll go in there and you'll see the giant vats. It's beautiful silver vats. They do all the beer making, I think, in the morning. Big patio, dog friendly, 7 big screen TVs. You can bring kids. It's a very relaxed, family-friendly environment. But there's a lot of soccer being played there on the monitors, that's for sure. Again, it's Senate Avenue Brewing, and head up there. Right up 290, you take the Senate Avenue exit right off of 290. It's right there near Beltway 8, and you head north one block. That's it, Senate Avenue Brewing. And also, really quickly here, once again, May 10th, Third Coast Sand Complex right here in Houston at 5652 Forney. It's 4-versus-4 beach soccer tournament, 3-plus a keeper. Unforgettable day for everybody if you get out there. You do it on the sand. Whether you're a seasoned player, just want to do it for fun, youth and adult divisions, every skill level, recreational to competitive, you can have 8 on a roster. Go to inlandsoccer.com, inlandsandsoccer.com. Let me say that one more time, inlandsandsoccer.com. Use promo code Soccer Matters. Get your team in there. All you guys with your supporters groups, you should get out there. They'll have monitors on there showing games. You got cold beer. You got cocktails. Get out there. Yeah, I'd love to see the Houston Coolest put a team together, or Houston Red Army, or the Chelsea supporters group, Aston Villa. Who knows? Maybe even we get the Brighton Hove and Albion guys out there. All right? Again, it's inlandsandsoccer.com. get all the information and sign up. All right, so let's go to the Houston Dynamo. Dynamo playing some good football. Take a 1-0 lead at the LA Galaxy. You heard the goal from Ezequiel Ponce. And then seemingly take the foot off the pedal after the sending off. They go a man up. And at the end of the match, it seems as though LA had the full complement of 11 players. Not sure why that happened. Yes, many condition this as a great point on the road. Okay. It was a winnable game, though, with the current Dynamo squad. I think you have to be disappointed with this squad. It's a good enough squad that you take the full 3 points there, especially a man up. So one has to ask a simple question. Where is the killer instinct? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. I would have liked to have seen the Dynamo immediately after the sending off, get aggressive, and maybe catch the LA Galaxy in a time period where they're still trying to get reorganized after the shock of a sending off. That's just the way I think about it. Here's Ben Olsen, and here's what he had to say on the LA Galaxy match and being careless.
Showing that we're pretty good on the road and tough to beat, and, you know, 3 out of 4 on the road this year, we've been able to grab something. But we're also disappointed, right? You, anytime you're up and you're up a goal and up a man, you'd like to finish that game out with 3 points. And so the guys are disappointed, but that's a healthy thing. You know, we know we could have played better up a man, and I thought we were careless with the ball.
So that was Ben on some of the initial thoughts there. Here he is on Ezequiel Ponce. Ponce picked up his second. I think it was a miss hit from Amin Bassi, but the buildup to this was a wonderful buildup from the Houston Dynamo.
You know, we asked him to really stay patient tonight and stay in front of the goal and not drop and not help as much when he's not getting his touches. And that's a normal thing for a forward if he's not getting goals and he's not getting a lot of service. So I'm really thankful that he was rewarded today. It was a very good goal, a very good team goal, and he was right where he needed to be. And that's how he's going to score goals. And so he's got to trust that we can get him there in those spots. And I'm happy. I'm happy for him. I know it's always nice for a forward to get, you know, keep hitting the net.
Yeah, big goal for Ezequiel Ponce, but he had some chances in this game. He also hit, I think, with a header. I think he hit the crossbar as well in this. So he did have chances in this one. Here's Ben on the road and the result.
But I hate to keep repeating myself, but taking care of the ball and bringing numbers into their half would have helped. We would have had more connections and pushed for that second goal more. But we had enough looks. We got to the right spots. We had the right numbers in the box. Sometimes it's a little bit of a final ball. Ponce hits the post. You know, I think the second one was certainly coming. I thought Jack, when we dropped Jack back lower, and Nico came on, there was we became a more dynamic, and Ibra came in and gave us some energy. So, listen, we're a work in progress.
There you have it. Work in progress. The Houston Dynamo, they will take on the Colorado Rapids this weekend. I saw some good moments from Kovalchuk. I think Kovalchuk on the goal played a big part of this. I was critical of him a couple games ago, but he ran. He picked the ball up and ran strong at the LA defense, laid it off to Bassi. I think Amin Bassi, and I think Amin mishit it. But then it fell to the feet of your striker, Ezequiel Ponce, and he scored. Still isn't the transition game. This is very clearly, Ben Olsen tells you, this is a methodical build. This is a lot of small passes. He doesn't feel they have the pace to be a threat behind a defense. Maybe that comes with Lawrence Anali. The good news is my understanding now, my source is Andre Linger will be available for the Colorado game. It would be really exciting if he were to start. But the goal by Ponce in the 14th minute had a really, really good buildup. There were 8 players involved in that. There was a switch of play. The tempo was raised by Kovalchuk, and you get a goal out of that. No question. You had a big save from Gillingham on Christian Ramirez in the 19th. But L.A. was a very beatable team for me. They haven't won a game in Major League Soccer. They're without their talisman, Ricky Pooch. They're without Dejan Jovalich, their striker, who was sold. This was a winnable game. Yes, they have Paintsill. Yes, they have Peck. These are two extremely dangerous wide players. Zanka gets sent off. And honestly, at the end of the game, I thought it was L.A. who had a full complement of 11. You know, they put up on TV now during these Apple games, the Dynamo had a 68% chance to win with a man up. You know, these things are funny. But they didn't seem to really want to win it to me. And be a little bit more aggressive to win it. All right, so this is a band called Super Heavy. A couple of things here today. Aston Villa, PSG. Villa made it interesting, but PSG advances 5-4 in aggregate. Dortmund, 3-1 over Barcelona. Barcelona advanced 5-3 on aggregate. Arsenal at Real Madrid. That's a must-watch tomorrow, Champions League, to get to the semis. Arsenal holding a 3-0 aggregate lead. Inter and Bayern, 2-1 lead for Inter Milan. They will be at home. LSSE.net, that's where you get your CONCACAF Gold Cup tickets and suites. LSSE.net, we've got the final here for the first time. This is huge for Houston when it comes to the Gold Cup. Talk a little Gold Cup with Marcelo Balboa next as well. Another thing I wanted to really mention quickly here, the Dallas Cup started. There's 23,000 people for the opening game of the Dallas Cup in the Cotton Bowl. I think it was Real Madrid's youth team was playing in it. I don't know where my note went on that, but that's what it was. 23,000 people came out for that. Yeah, the Gordon Jago Supergroup. Monterrey Rayados versus Real Madrid, 23,000 in the Cotton Bowl. Pretty incredible. May 13th is our next live show at Senate Avenue Brewing up in Jersey Village. Be there. May 10th, Inland Beach Soccer, 4 versus 4. Third Coast Sand Volleyball Complex, 5652 Forney. InlandSandSoccer.com to sign up. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, is presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. 713, call now. Former U.S. Men's National Team central defender Marcelo Balboa is up next.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
The supposed golden path, I was confronted.
My friends at Cactus will be proud of this one. Cactus Music, by the way, for all your vinyl and CD needs. 50th anniversary down there. We welcome you back as we continue on here. A couple of things here, real quick Dynamo news here. Andre Lingar is going to be available this weekend. That's what sources are telling me. Pablo Ortiz, the Colombian defender, still getting paperwork sorted out, will not be available. But the Colorado Rapids will be in town. So caller number three right now at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776, caller number three. You get a pair of tickets. Houston Dynamo, Colorado Rapids. We are brought back here by the Daspit Law Firm. And we go to my good friend, former TV partner, but you know him as the legendary U.S. Men's National Team center back. He's Marcelo Balboa. Marcelo, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Nothing. I'm glad to have you on. We always have a good time.
Got a lot
of good things to talk to you about here. tonight. By the way, Marcelo was elected to the National Soccer Hall of Fame in recent times. So I know I congratulated you, but what an honor that is, Marcelo.
I appreciate that, brother. I just believe it or not, they just inducted me into the Junior College Hall of Fame in California. So I'm feeling pretty good.
Man, this is an award tour. You need somebody to carry the luggage? I'll go to California.
I got you, brother. I got you.
All right. So let's get into it. We got the Colorado Rapids coming in town, but I want to start off with the men's national team and the criticism they have taken and the soft word that has been used. Are they soft overall, or were they just soft in the Nations League?
That's a tough question because soccer's changed so much over the last 20 years. It's tough to say they're soft because when you're playing in Italy, you're playing in England, you're playing in all these countries, those leagues aren't soft. So I think they let their guard down when they played for the U.S. because they've beaten Panama before. They were not expected to come in fourth. They definitely didn't come in with the right mentality to that game. So I would think mentally, they're a little soft compared to what we're expecting. And our expectations are high nowadays.
No question about it. Mauricio Pochettino and the job that he's doing, and maybe describe what you think his job is. I mean, I think it's just essentially he's got to get this team deep in this World Cup. But what are the biggest challenges for him right now, you think?
Listen, his job is to get us further than we've ever gotten before. His job is to get us out of the group. His job is to get us into a quarterfinal. Okay, that's his job. That's what we expect. That's what you're getting paid $6 million for. His job is also to find a way to put this team together on the field collectively under a tactical plan that is beneficial to this group. And we can keep blaming the coach all we want. We blamed Greg Berhalter, did we not? Everybody blamed Greg that we weren't getting the best out of these players, right?
Yep.
So now we're looking at Pochettino, and we're going to start pointing the finger at Pochettino. At what point do we put the finger on the players and just say they're not getting it done? They're you know what? They're good players in Europe. They're good on there, but not one of these guys is the star on the team except for Pulisic. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, Glenn, this team has to come together as a team, not as individuals. We know how talented they are individuals, but as a team, you've got to come together collectively. Look what Panama did. They fought and scratched like a team, and they beat the U.S. Canada fought and scratched, not as individuals, as a team, and they beat the United States. We rely on Christian Pulisic. We rely on Weston McKennie, and we still don't have a nine that can put the ball in the back of the net consistently. So at the end of the day, the only way we're going to get out of the group is if we play as a team. And we fight and scratch. The mentality for Americans has always been the same. We're going to fight and scratch and run you into the ground for 90 minutes. That's gone. That's gone for some reason. And we saw it in the last Nations League when we came in fourth.
Tyler Adams, too, I think you would put in that category of somebody that's got to produce. I'm glad to see him
healthy. Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
100%.
Glad to see him healthy. All right, so the Gold Cup is this summer. I mean, how much pressure is on the U.S. to kind of have a good Gold Cup and kind of get the momentum back in the corner and get the entire United States excited about this World Cup in 2026, which we are one of the hosts with, along with Mexico and Canada?
Yeah, you know, I heard some stuff the other day that it's not a legit tournament, that you have to play it in other countries. And you know what? It doesn't matter, Glenn. At the end of the day, this is going to be the most important Gold Cup for this U.S. national team, only because it's the last tournament, really the last tournament they'll have an opportunity. And we don't even know if he's bringing a full team or a half a team or younger players. We haven't seen a roster yet. So listen, there's only one outcome for this Gold Cup, and that's to win. If you don't win, it's a failure. Simple as that. We're no longer at a point where Mexico won last year. They won the Nations League. It's win or nothing, and that's where they need to be. And I don't want to walk out of this at CONCACAF again and say, oh, well, but we played well. We just didn't get the results. Screw that.
Yeah.
I'm tired of hearing that. Now it's time to win. You have to win this Gold Cup, and that's what it's about. If you don't win it, then it's a failure.
Agreed. Marcelo Balboa joining us, former U.S. men's national team defender. Look, 94 World Cup, you played in it. Incredible. I'm going to just be really simple here. What's it like to play in a World Cup?
listen, to play in a World Cup in 90, we showed up. It's the first World Cup. And it was such an honor, but you shit your pants. And I'm sorry for the language, but Glenn, we walked out on the field, bro.
Beep.
And we were kids, man. We were kids. We were kids. We were told that we were going to be bigger, stronger than Czechoslovakia. Glenn, when we walked out of the locker room.
Oh, my God.
And
who told you that?
We saw the players. They were 6'3". But remember, back then, everything you saw was on video, was on VHS tapes. We didn't have scouting. Yeah. So the reports we got that we were going to be bigger, we were going to be just as big and as strong as them.
They were monsters. I remember they were monsters.
6'3", Glenn.
Yeah, they were monsters.
The goalkeeper, I think, was 6'6".
Yeah, yeah.
We walked out of there, and I was like, I got to be honest with you. I said to myself, I'm not starting this game. I'm like, how lucky am I at that point in my head? I'm like, these guys are beasts. So listen, so playing the World Cup is a dream come true, but being able to play in your own country, to represent your country, to have your mom, your dad, people who have never seen soccer before, Americans who are getting behind the sport. You can't even describe it or put it into words, because it's a dream come true to be able to play in a World Cup, and especially in front of your own fans. And if we do well, like we did, this country turned and just said, we accept you guys. And from that day forward, look where we're at now. That World Cup turned soccer around in the United States. No matter what anybody else says, the biggest win was against Colombia, because there was no expectations. This isn't 2022 where people already knew these players. We were college kids that were training in Mission Viejo. We lived together for a year. We left college. We weren't playing pro. We were playing semi-pro, and we were training every day. And we beat Colombia, the number one team in the world in South America at that point. So it's just unbelievable, man.
Marcelo Balboa joining us, recounting World Cup. And by the way, we have 7 World Cup games here in Houston. So Houston's kind of waking up to it now. Get ahead of it, because it's coming our way. If I go back to, you know, you and the World Cup, and the fact that we now see that there's 48 teams, are you concerned, like I am, that the World Cup is going to be demystified? Because now they're even talking about potentially discussing 64 in 2030.
Yeah. You know, I'm worried, because this will be an experiment in 90 in 2026 with 3 countries. So that will be an experience and a half to see how that works. And I worry, Glenn, the next one. I worry about 64 teams. You're doubling what the World Cup should be. And there's going to be a lot of meaningless games. I'm just not sure. I'm not a fan of this expansion of 64 teams in a World Cup. So, you know what I mean? But I'm not the president of FIFA. You know, I know we want to help the game grow, but we don't want to diminish what in the stigma of what the World Cup is. Let's straight up and be honest. It is the biggest sporting event in the world, where teams get together to play for a massive trophy, the biggest trophy in a world stage, not Stanley Cup. This is a world stage. And now we're going to put in teams that probably shouldn't be there. 64 teams. You imagine your first blowout if you see a team 8-0. What is that doing to the World Cup? What's that doing to the best tournament in the world? So I think we're doing harm to something we shouldn't be.
Yeah, the worry is expansion, and what you lose is meritocracy and competition.
Yep.
For participation.
Yep.
You know, I love the story about your bicycle kick and how Philip Anschutz, when they were putting MLS together and they were picking players, and Philip Anschutz, yep, said for Colorado, I want this guy with the ponytail who hit the bicycle kick. Tell the story to my listeners. I love this.
You know what? It was a good story, because I was in Mexico. We didn't have phones like we do now, so I couldn't Google who Phil Anschutz was. I couldn't do any research. So you know what he got me when he said that? He goes, I want the dude with the long hair that did that funny overhead kick. And at that point, Glenn, I'll be honest with you, we've always wanted to come back, and it just kind of helped me push that through the door to move there. Because, listen, I had it nice. I was in León. I was getting ready to be sold to Cruz Azul. That was the rumor. And like I said, what solidified it for me, Glenn, as we walked into the locker room, literally into the locker room, my first game, which was the second game because they went to Kansas City and lost, and Phil Anschutz and Nancy walked into the locker room, and Glenn, he didn't miss a beat. He knew everybody's name. He didn't walk up and say, hey, I'm Phil, who are you? Hey, Marcelo. Hey, Chris. Hey, Cookie. I mean, he knew everybody's name. And I just sat there and said, wow. I was like, man, I've never had an owner who has walked in and knew every player's name. So that was cool, man.
Yeah, pretty incredible. Marcelo Balboa, former U.S. men's national team player, joining me, also a color analyst with Jorge Navarro on Apple. All right, so tell us about the Colorado Rapids and Chris Ormus and what we expect to see down here in Houston this weekend.
You know what? I think you expect to see what you've been seeing a lot lately. You know what I mean? You've got a team that that'll press you at times. They'll drop into a low block and they'll hit you quickly on the counterattack with Cabral, with Rafa, you know, depending who's on the left, with Cole Bassett. They take off like rockets. They're good on set pieces. You know, they're poachers. If you watch the game last weekend where Yappy got his first goal, he just kind of ball dropped and he stuck his foot in there, got it past the goal. So it's a team that will run. It's a team high energy, high octane. They'll push. But when they do push, you've got to be careful because in transition, they send numbers forward. There is opportunities to counterattack on them.
Zach Steffen, you know, obviously he's in contention to be the starting goalkeeper at the World Cup. He seems to be having a very good year. Your thoughts on his play?
Listen, right now, if you had to pick a goalkeeper of the year, what, eight games in, it would have to be Zach Steffen. Colorado's in the position they're in because of the saves he's made. I remember one game he made 12 saves and he kept them in the game. This past weekend against San Diego, he made three or four key saves that kept them in the game. So right now, you've got to say he's probably en route on the road to being the goalkeeper of the year. To say you're going to be the U.S. national team goalkeeper, we'll see. You know, I mean, he's gotten into the last two camps, and unfortunately an injury the other day, supposedly, in Nations League, he was sick, so he didn't get to play. So we'll see, Glenn, because now doing it in MLS and doing it at the national team level are completely different. So we're waiting. I think we're all waiting to see when he gets his chance on the national team, how he does.
Interesting that there's three guys, Sam Vines, Cole Bassett, Reggie Cannon, all went to Europe. I remember when Reggie Cannon went, I think it was Roma, and I think there was a little bit of a shock that he was going to that big of a club and the money that supposedly was being sent on him.
Wasn't it Portugal?
Maybe it was Portugal first.
Yeah, it was Portugal.
Okay. Anyway, how have those three guys looked, and do they look a different player since they've come back from Europe?
Nah, listen, they're good players, Glenn. We know that. I mean, Sammy's just coming back off an injury. I think he played. He finally got in the other day and started and played. Cole Bassett is Cole Bassett. Cole Bassett's going to run, and he's going to run, and he's going to chase balls down, and he's going to run. And that's what Cole does. And with Reggie, you know, a good, solid right back. He's having a good year. Just try to got to keep him injury-free. But to say these guys are national team players, you know what I mean? I don't see that right now with the crop of players that are on the national team. So, but they're having, you know, especially – I think Reggie's having a good year. Sammy's just getting back into it after injury. And Cole, you know, not having the year he had last year.
Marcelo, as always, thank you very, very much for coming on tonight. It was a lot of fun. Let's do it again real soon. Good luck on your Major League Soccer call this weekend. And again, thank you for sharing your time with us.
Thank you, brother. Anytime.
All right. That's Marcelo Balboa. Really appreciate everything he does when he comes on the show. I mean, I ask and he comes on. It's great. Great. Okay, a couple of reminders here. X and Instagram at Glenn Davis Sock at Soccer Matters GD. Had a couple of winners here tonight for Dynamo Colorado tickets. Big thanks to Marcelo and also Blake Gillingham. Subscribe, like, follow, comment, Facebook, Soccer Matters Glenn and Glenn Davis. And, of course, X and Instagram at Glenn Davis Sock at Soccer Matters GD. By the way, go to YouTube Soccer Matters because we will do a pre- and post-game. And these post-games have been great. We've been getting 400 and 500 people on after Dynamo games to break it down, and some really good commentary from all of you. Again, will this be the weekend where Andre Lingard becomes a part of the Houston Dynamo and we see the designated player for the first time? There was a question to me about the positionally where things are going on. What I'm hearing, the Dynamo are looking for another center back and potentially another eight. That's what sources are telling me. I guess maybe the eight, since Jack McGlynn has been pushed a bit higher up the field. The Houston Dash did not get the result they wanted this weekend. They got beat 3-1. I'm looking forward to getting some Dash players on this show as well. And wanted to get a little bit more in on Tigres and Rayados. But We'll take a break. We're going to come back. What I'm going to do is I'm going to re-air the interview with Griffin Dorsey from Senate Avenue Brewing last week. Griffin Dorsey, Houston Dynamo right back, is up next, and he's going to be going up against Cole Bassett on that side of the field. So you got two runners there this Saturday. Let's take a break. DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, Argentina manager Lionel Scaloni has said there's too much data and the game is being taken away from the player. He's voiced concern about the overemphasis on tactical analysis in modern football, suggesting it's diminishing the game's essence. Now, this quote from him has gotten a lot of airplay recently. Here it is. Quote, there's too much analysis in football, too much. Nowadays, everyone knows how the opponent plays. There's so much information that in the end, the most important thing, which is the footballer, is controlled by remote control. He emphasized the risk of stifling players' natural abilities by constantly instructing them, leading to a loss of the game's fundamental spirit. He also went on to talk about that excessive coaching can hinder the development and creativity and spontaneity in young players, and he used Lionel Messi as an example. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, is brought to you by John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. Big thank you to John and his firm, their personal injury attorneys. Car, boat, motorcycle accident, you want the best. They're bringing you soccer talk. It is the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Sign up May 10th, Third Coast Sand Complex, 5652 Forney. It's the Inland Soccer Tour. Go to InlandSandSoccer.com for information. Here's Griffin Dorsey last week at Senate Avenue Brewing. All right, so one thing I want to talk to you about is, because I've watched the rise of your career in this league, there's ups and downs. Toronto, you didn't play much. You come to Houston, you get more opportunity under Tab Ramos, and then all of a sudden we see this blossoming. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the ups and downs, but also the mental strengths to be there when your opportunity came and you grabbed it.
Yeah, I mean, I would just go back to working. It takes a lot of work, and it's constantly putting yourself in environments that's going to keep pushing you. And I think, you know, you can look at opportunities and they come and they go, but as long as you're continuously working and preparing for each of those opportunities, that's really what matters.
How much about self-confidence is this?
Yeah, I mean, I think self-confidence is a big thing, but I think, once again, when you know that you're doing the work that you can be doing, self-confidence kind of comes with that. And you're constantly pushing yourself, you're constantly trying to get better, and then I think the results and the self-confidence kind of almost go hand in hand with that.
By the way, let's not forget, Franco Escobar was brought to Houston to be the right back until this guy emerged. So, you know, it goes to show you that the game, things can change very, very quickly, and we all enjoy Griffin up and down the right side. All right, so I want to go to the Jack McGlynn goal. I want to go to the phenomenal back heel that went through the legs of the defender Smoliakov that led to this huge, big piece of space. Take me into that a little bit, and tell me what you were telling me when you were talking to the Ukrainian, who obviously doesn't know English.
Yeah. Well, first off, the Ukrainian is a fantastic player. He had an unbelievable goal 2 weeks ago, and we were sitting on a corner. He was marking me on a corner kick, and I just walked up to him. I was like, fantastic goal, and he looked at me like super confused. I was like, what, man? I'm trying to just have a conversation here. And he just knew no English at all. And so I was trying to explain to him how amazing his goal was, and he had no clue what I was talking about. It was actually kind of funny. That's just a side piece during the game. But the goal itself, Jack and I feel like we're really in tandem on that right side, moving in and out, counter movements. He moves one way, I move another. And I found myself on the inside, which isn't very normal for me. But Jack was on the outside, and that allowed me to kind of check in, give him the space in behind, which is usually the space I like to take advantage of. But we found ourselves in that position, and I was just happy to get him the ball, and, you know, he kind of did the rest.
Houston Dynamo defender Griffin Dorsey joining us. By the way, I don't know what they call it, match day team of the week or something. They're changing the language, Jack. Team of the match day. Okay. It used to be team of the week back in the 80s, but okay.
I think we still call it team of the week.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
It's kind of what we call it too. But Griffin got named to the team of the week. And on that back heel, once Jack McGlynn got that ball, it was like the parting of the Red Sea. I mean, he was tearing right at the central defense. You know, the back heel, the trick and the flicks, I've seen you add that a little bit. Did that kind of come through the Hector era when he was here? Did guys get a little more confidence to kind of play these tricks and flicks?
I think you just got to feel it in the moment, and sometimes there are moments for it, and sometimes there definitely aren't moments for it. I don't know if I would blame it on Hector, but I think Hector, as everybody knows, can give you confidence on the field. But even without him on the field, I feel like we still have that.
Griffin Dorsey joining us, Senate Avenue Brewing. Looks, four significant starters leave, Hector being one of them, Coco, Mikael at the last minute, of course, Steve Clark, goalkeeper injuries. This is a very different season, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think every season in the league you have turnover and there's personnel changes. But, yeah, there's definitely been a significant change within our team and the dynamic of our team.
And Linger, Andre Linger is in training now. What's your initial thoughts on him?
Fantastic. He brings a bit of a fight, a pit bull attitude that is fantastic, that I think this team really needs. A bit of an edginess and excitement, and also some flair and personality. So
from the Czech Republic, and
yep,
expected to be playing soon. Okay, what I liked about the goal, and I sometimes talk on this show about the American player maybe getting overshadowed now in this league a little bit, and we're not going to get heavy into that. But when I see Blake Gillingham come up big, when I see Griffin Dorsey come up big, and when I see Jack McGlynn come up big, I see three Americans, and we need that in Major League Soccer. So I was very happy to see the American involvement in this win in a big way in the form of a goal.
Yeah, I didn't even think of it that way, but I completely agree. And I think even just within this league, watching Americans grow into the league and watching Americans play in the league is special. It is special. Even a guy like Jack McGlynn, a young talent, a Diego Luna, for example. I mean, these young kids who are really starting to step up and take some serious initiative is beautiful to see.
He's Griffin Dorsey joining us here at Senate Avenue Brewery. We got a nice group of Dynamo fans out here. We thank everybody for coming out.
Yes,
really appreciate
yes,
it.
Yes.
It's a nice intimate moment to get to know one of your players even better. We all know he has three lungs, but is that the most undesirable position in soccer now, playing as a right back / midfielder?
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I get to defend. I get to score. I get to assist. I get to do it all. It's fantastic. I love it.
Each and every week you're coming up against the best of Bawanga. I mean, you name it, you're coming up against them. This also has to be just a wonderful sort of rite of passage to be able to say, okay, if I can mark this guy out of the game, make him defend, it's a big win for me and a great challenge.
Of course. I mean, I think that as players and as athletes, we want to play against the best. We want to be the best. And so in order to do that, you have to challenge yourself. And there's nothing better than going up against a Dennis Bawanga and making him have to defend, and then also having to defend him and playing that game a little bit is special. And, you know, when you want to play at the highest level possible, you need to challenge yourself. It's super awesome.
Training sessions, you know, when I played in the 80s, they were brutal. They were like a war. What are your training sessions like? Give a, you know, pull the curtain back and tell our audience and listeners kind of what the training sessions are like, how competitive they get, how edgy they get, because, yes, you have to respect your teammates, but you're also defending your position. You don't want to be on the bench.
Yeah, no doubt. I think, you know, first and foremost, it kind of depends on the game schedule and what the week looks like. But usually we have two major days, competition days throughout the week. And those days are really the days where everybody is stepping in with this kind of breath of fresh air. Like, I'm going to go earn my spot today. And whether you're a starter or whether you're not a starter, you need to come in on those days and be ready to absolutely perform to your top physical and mental ability. And I think, you know, obviously the other days you're 100% stepping in, knowing that you are every day is an opportunity to prove yourself as a player and make sure that you're going to be in that starting lineup. And so you're never really taking a day off. You're never taking any time off. You're always thinking about how you can get better. And I think training is just that exact same way. You know, I'm going up against our wingers, and I'm going up against our forwards, and I'm doing the exact same thing I'm trying to do in games, which is win all the time. And that can be a complete challenge, but at the same time, it is it's a beautiful challenge because it's what pushes you.
Is that the lesson for the player that's not getting the minutes he wants? Train like you're a first-team player so that when it comes, like Blake Gillingham obviously lived up to it. Nobody knew who he was. Now everybody knows who he is in goal after the two big saves in that game and playing very well in Portland. Is that what it's about? Train like a first-team player so that when it comes, you're ready.
Yeah, and I think when I say train like a first-team player, it's more like give everything you have to every single day. And what you have might be different from day to day, but make sure that when you're on that field, you are giving everything you possibly can give. Because if you don't do that, you've got no chance unless you're the 1% of the 1%. You know, there are players out there that don't have to do that, but there are most players, I would say, are stepping on that field knowing I'm going to give everything I have today, whether it's training, whether it's a game.
Griffin Dorsey joining us, Senate Avenue Brewing. Dynamo next game will be against the LA Galaxy. That's this Saturday. Okay, now you got more good wingers you got to deal with. I think Paintsill's back available. They're the defending MLS Cup champions. You got Gabriel Peck. I don't know if he's back yet or if he's playing. I think he is. So you're going up against another good one. How do you kind of platform off this result at home and go into LA with confidence?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a positivity and almost like a breath of fresh air that you get from a win. But at the same time, I think there's a little bit of this edginess sometimes that can be missing, like almost a complacency, like we've won a game now. Oh, we can all take a deep breath. And so about, you know, Ben was talking about it today, but a lot of it for us is, okay, how do we stay at that knife's edge and say we need to live here on a constant basis, week in and week out? And I think this will be a great test for us this week because this is a team that's also struggling a bit. They are looking for a result, and we are just as much as they are, and we need to believe that even though we just had a win at home.
Griffin Dorsey joining us. For those listening on the radio, a big thanks for him coming out here tonight. I think these types of nights here are incredible. The personal connection people get, that to me is a big part of trying to grow the Dynamo fan base. I don't think there's any question. People have probably gotten tired of hearing me say that over and over, but I don't think there is any question. So I'm not going to call you Griffin Zen Dorsey because I don't want to do that unless I get your
you are more than welcome to call me.
Okay, that could be
Zen
your new
Dorsey
nickname, because every time I'm in a TV booth preparing to do the game on the Apple local call, I look out and I see a guy out there in bare feet. He's got a ball and he's grounding himself, and I'm just like, this is a moment where there's a lot going on in your brain and you're doing a lot to prepare. I'm not joking about this, actually, because everybody's got their own ritual. So take us into the ritual, the preparation, what that means to you. And it might be like me laying on the grass at the park the other day.
Yeah, I think that there's a First and foremost, I've watched a lot of documentaries and done research around grounding. So that's something I firmly believe in and something that has helped me throughout my career, especially recovering from games or getting ready for games, or maybe it's calming the mind. Those are things that help me. At the same time, I would consider myself a pretty spiritual person. I like to meditate. I like to try to calm the mind with the breath. These are kind of practices that I utilize throughout the week. And this kind of just correlates and falls into that, you know, as you've said it before, the Griffin Zen Dorsey, but it's all kind of part of my process, and it's who I am as a player, and it's what's worked for me, and it's what feels good and connected to myself.
What other interesting rituals do you see in your locker room that you can reveal from somebody else? Anything funny?
No, Jack McGlynn is he'll have his headphones on in the locker room, and we're blasting music in the locker room. Like, the music's not quiet, but he'll be in his own world. Like, he's got his headphones on, you know, he's kind of down, he's in his own world. And so that's kind of one where he kind of like stays in his lane as well. I mean, I do my warm-ups in the back showers because it's quieter. That's just part of my routine.
Knocking a ball off the wall.
Yeah, Jack has his own thing where he kind of sits in his locker and he's in his own world.
All right, that does it tonight for Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Access the podcast at Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Also right here at ESPN975.com. Just before you go tonight, don't forget May 10th, the Inland Beach Soccer 4-versus-4 tournament. Open to youth and adults. It's at the Third Coast Sand Volleyball Complex, 5652 Forney Drive. Adult, youth, go to InlandSandSoccer.com to sign up. Hashtag Soccer Matters to get $25 off. And by the way, if you're youth players, get out there, put a team together, put a roster together, and have some fun on the sand. And if you're adults, well, knock a few beers back and let's attempt a few bicycle kicks. May 10th, Inland Beach Soccer 4-versus-4 at the Third Coast Sand Volleyball Complex. Also, get yourself set up for the CONCACAF Gold Cup Final. Get over to LSSE.net. That's LSSE.net. Get on the wait list. You can talk about securing a suite over there. Choose a luxury or a private box. You get the VIP parking options as well. Go the party route with a large shared suite. It's hassle-free experience. It's the Gold Cup Final. Who knows who it's going to be? Hope it's U.S. men's national team, Mexico, Canada, Panama, all going to have a say in this. For the extraordinary producer, his name is Brian McDonald. I thank you very much for tuning in tonight. And remember, as always, soccer matters.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Columbus, mark your calendars. Concert for a Cause, presented by the Columbus Auto Dealers, is coming to Kemba Live on Saturday, August 9th. Catch multi-platinum country star Tyler Hubbard and powerhouse trio Runaway June, live for one powerful night of music. All proceeds benefit the Butterfly Guild at Nationwide Children's Hospital, the Ryan and Christina Day Fund, and the Star House Foundation. Get your tickets now at cbusconcertforacause.com. One night, two incredible acts, three amazing causes. Don't miss out.
Hi, it's Jenny and Bill from Simple Bath and Kitchen. If you're anything like us, you want to be able to trust a company while getting a great value.
That's why at Simple Bath and Kitchen, we focus on what really matters. You, value that's not hidden, and a team you can trust.
With designs that are tailored to your needs and honest, upfront pricing, we make your dream kitchen or bath attainable.
Discover the team Columbus has trusted over the last 15 years.
Simple Bath and Kitchen, where our home is your home.
SimpleBathAndKitchen.com.